Open your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 13 for study number 141 today, please. This 15-minute Bible study audio commentary is titled 1 Timothy, study 141, Obtained Mercy. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, who says this in the Word of God, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow in your presence today, we thank you for the privilege of being able to open the Word of God and begin studying from it today. I pray that we might say something. And Lord, speak as we wish we had when we stand before the judgment bar of God, and that we might declare the truths, the divine truths, the truth and nothing but the truth from the divine truth. And God, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for the Word of God that we have before us. I pray that you'll multiply, Lord, it in our heart today. May it grow, may it increase, and may our minds and hearts increase in knowledge and wisdom of the Holy Scriptures. And I pray, Father, that we might be able to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and bring many to the cause and work of Christ. I pray, God, for that in this nearest hell today. God, that does not know you in the free pardon of sin. Lord, that in today that might be, Lord, at the place of giving up and quitting and maybe have already quit. I pray, God, that you might strengthen them, encourage them. Lord, I pray that you'll strengthen them and we'll give you the praise and the glory through the Holy Ghost of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this 15-minute audio Bible study commentary will be study number 141 on the first chapter of the first book of Timothy and on verse number 13 of it. We'll title this lesson today, Obtained Mercy, which is found in this verse. This will be our 8th study on verse 13 of this first chapter of 1 Timothy. This is also the first study on the 4th of the 5 statements found in this 13th verse. We hope that the Lord will use and bless this lesson to encourage and inform you, the people of God, to the truth of the knowledge of the Word of God. Now, the word obtained is mentioned 26 times in the Bible. It's mentioned 6 times in the Old Testament and 20 times in the New Testament. The word obtained means gotten, found, gained, attained, or acquired. The word obtained comes from the word obtain, which is mentioned 15 times in the Scriptures. It is mentioned 5 times in the Old Testament and 10 times in the New Testament. In this verse, Paul said that he had obtained mercy. We have already preached and taught on the word mercy in lesson number 12, so we will not pursue this word in this lesson except just being along with the word obtained. We will look at the word obtained, which is the past tense of the word obtain in this lesson. Up front and on the surface, many might say that Paul obtained or acquired mercy by some physical or spiritual means by how it appears written in this verse. After all, Paul says in this verse, but I obtained mercy. The fact is, Paul had nothing to do with acquiring this mercy. It was and is a free gift of God and only comes from God. Paul nor anyone else could ever get mercy from God on their own merits or achievements. Only God can give mercy, and only God can keep us out of the pits of hell. Paul is saying, I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor, I was injurious, but I obtained mercy. Paul is saying that in spite of all my sins, God in His infinite love and in His infinite grace bestowed mercy upon me and saved my soul. It was not his achievements or his talents that obtained his mercy, because he had no talents for God at the time of his conversion. What talents he had been using, he is using them for the devil and against the church and the people of God. He was not even seeking the face of God for mercy, because he was spiritually blind and did not know that he needed mercy anyhow. He was lost, and like all lost people, he did not know that he was lost and without God. As far as he was concerned, like all lost people, he thought and believed he was all right. Just ask unbelievers today about their soul, and many of them will tell you they are all right. They actually believe this with all their heart. That was not until the change, it was not until that change came that they were convicted and convinced of the Holy Ghost that they're a sinner through the preaching of the Word of God and the conviction of the Holy Ghost, that they realized they were a sinner. And Paul, likewise. Paul gives us a simple explanation of this in Acts chapter 26, verses 21 through 22. He said, "For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me, having therefore obtained," notice that word, "obtained help of God. I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come." Notice the words "obtained help" in this verse. We've been talking about Paul obtaining mercy in our text verse, and in this scripture we find Paul is obtaining help from the Lord, from God himself. Paul is telling us that he obtained as a free gift, by the way, help from the Lord. He did not earn it nor buy it. He did not pay for it. He obtained it from the hand of God. Paul is here before Felix as a prisoner and preaching to him. Paul was indeed in need of help from the Lord, as we all are in need of his hand. He received it from above and giving God the glory for it here in this scripture. Likewise, I've obtained help from the Lord down through the years every time I needed it, and that is constantly. Likewise, you have obtained help as well on a daily and constant basis, and should be gracious and grateful as well. David tells us where he got his help and where it comes from. In Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2, David said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." We must recognize where our help comes from, as David did. We not only have obtained mercy and obtained help, but we find that we have obtained an inheritance in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will." Now the word inheritance here means birthright, heritage, or a legacy. This is speaking of an inheritance to the saints of God when this life is over in heaven. Paul said he had obtained mercy, he had obtained help, and now we have obtained an inheritance along with him. An inheritance is something that you do not earn, you do not buy, or you do not acquire by physical means. It's like mercy and help from the Lord. It's a free gift to the people of God because he loves and bestows the gifts upon those who repent and receive him into their heart. An inheritance as a child of God is given to us when we leave this world. We have the promise of an inheritance today from the Word of God, but we will not receive it until we leave this present world. We have inherited eternal life and a home in heaven when this life is over. Technically or spiritually, it's ours now, but we will not receive it all in its entirety until we die or are called out in the rapture of the church. Not only have we obtained, along with Paul, mercy and obtained help and obtained an inheritance, we've also received an eternal, or obtained an eternal redemption, as is seen in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12. The Bible said, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Remember where all this has been obtained and where it comes from. In this scripture we find that we have obtained eternal redemption as well as all the other things we've talked about obtaining in this study. The word eternal means everlasting. It means undying, unending, perpetual, endless, ceaseless, infinite, and never-ending. The word redemption means salvation. It means deliverance, rescue, emancipation, or liberation. So from this verse, we find that we have unending salvation from sin and ceaseless deliverance from the pits of hell through the blood of Jesus Christ. This is enough to make us shout and praise the Lord constantly and continuously. Amen and amen. We have now seen that we have obtained mercy. We've obtained help. We've obtained inheritance. And we have inherited and obtained eternal redemption. Now we look and find that we have obtained a good report through faith in the Lord, recorded in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 2. For by elders obtain a good report. Remember all these things that we have spoken about in this lesson. We have obtained from the Lord. We have received from above and not by our own efforts or by our own abilities. These are all free gifts of God. I thank God that we have obtained these things from above. We have obtained a good report and not a bad report. Praise be unto God, amen, for His marvelous gifts. The world does not give us a good report, but we have a good report from the Lord and His glorious word. I am glad I have a bad report from the world, the flesh, and the devil, and I'm glad that I have a good report from the Lord. We not only have obtained mercy and obtained help and obtained an inheritance and obtained an eternal redemption and a good report, we have also obtained promises from God in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. There are many promises in the Word of God that we have obtained. Again, I will say that we have not earned, not bought, or acquired these by our own merits or by our own talents or the talents of others. They have neither been purchased or paid for by our efforts either. The Lord Jesus Christ has purchased and paid for these things through and by His own precious blood and perfect blood. I will now repeat that we have obtained mercy. We've obtained help. We've obtained an inheritance. We've obtained an eternal redemption. We have obtained a good report, and we have obtained promises from God. We can now add something else to our list, like precious faith found in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's impossible to please God without faith. Faith is the key to our salvation and our service in the Lord. The Lord told us that without faith it is impossible to please Him. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We found that we have obtained mercy, help, and inheritance, eternal redemption, a good report, promises from God, and also we will obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we find in 2 Thessalonians 2:14, whereunto He called us by our gospel, or called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. This speaks of after we leave this life and receive our eternal inheritance. We have already mentioned that in this study. We have hope when this life is over of a better place to go. That is nothing to be compared to what we've ever seen or heard in this present life. Paul likens this life as running a race and winning the prize or obtaining the prize in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 25. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth a prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. These verses refer to our service for the Lord. This concerns the crowning of a reward for our faithfulness and our works. Our works will not save us, but the works we do are not ignored and cast to the side. We will be rewarded on the other side for all that we do. God keeps a record, and it's a complete and perfect record that will be brought out in the open at the judgment seat of Christ when this race is over. I do not want to finish this lesson without mentioning that salvation is of the Lord. It is a desire of God to save all men. He sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary to pay the sin debt of all men. God has no desire to send anybody to hell. John 3:16 proves this to us. God has said that He hath not appointed us to wrath in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. The desire of God for all men to receive His Son as their Savior by believing on Him, repenting of their sin, and calling upon Him for salvation. That's God's desire. He will save all that comes to Him. The desire of the Father is to save the souls of men. The desire of the Son of God is to save the souls of men. The desire of the Holy Ghost is to save the save the souls of men. God in His saving business, and He will save all that come to Him. He will never refuse to save the soul that calls upon His holy name. I trust this lesson, number 141, will bless you and encourage you. Amen. God bless you. Amen and amen.